This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun here today. Taking your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Good friends from Cloverdale are doling out some freebie breakfasts this week from the folks at Sanford Health. They have the Prairie Mill Cafe in Fargo. They have the cafeteria with the best-smelling bacon on the planet Earth because it's Cloverdale, filling the, the hallways in Bismarck as well, and somebody's going to win that. We had a lucky winner. Hawk, last hour was the lucky winner, and another winner coming up this hour. We'll be joined later in the program by Bubba Schweigert. Kyle Bubba Schweigert is the head coach of the UND football team. Our first chance to catch up with him since the big win at Wyoming. You know, I was most struck by that. I mean, it was a big win. Huge, right? And I remember when NDSU knocked off Montana way back. Remember that? And it was a big deal for them, kind of their first big FBS win. And it was just pandemonium. Nobody could believe what in the world. And it was so calm. Like even Coach Swigert after, he was just calm about it. And, that's a big win. But they were calm about it. And we'll find out why today on the program. So look forward to that. We're talking about a bunch of things. And literally, whether you want to talk about these things or something else, that's the name of the game. We live the title of this program, What's On Your Mind, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on anything. But we've been spending a lot of time on a couple of things. One, the announcement yesterday by Heidi Heitkamp, she's not running for governor, and what that means, who you'd like to see as governor, and a lot of interesting analysis here on the program from the wise audience. A lot of commentary on the Iran deal from the audience. I wish Heidi Heitkamp would spend time sitting down at kitchen tables and coffee shops all across North Dakota rather than with diplomats and people in the Washington, D.C. circles. You can't be for North Dakota and take your cues from foreign diplomats. You can't. You can't be for North Dakota and take your counsel from foreign diplomats, period. Now, if the foreign diplomats are persuasive enough that you have North Dakotans going, you know what, they got a point, we're better this way than that way, fine. But A, she didn't even listen to them. Nothing. She'd done one town hall meeting on Iran. I mean, most of her appearances in North Dakota are choreographed. The people that are there, are there and, out the door she goes. And it's not the way to treat the good people of North Dakota, because I've heard it on this program again and again and again. You get it, folks. You get it. So I like your, we had a call earlier say, hey, there's all kinds of stuff out there, but I want to hear from people on why they don't like it. Go for it. Tell us. One story we've not gotten to that I want to is Donald Trump. I mentioned it, but Donald Trump, in an interview with Rolling Stone, took a shot at Carly Fiorina. And I want to talk a little bit about that. She's responded to it in a very classy fashion, but I want your take on that too, okay? Next week, by the way, tomorrow I'm in Tioga. We'll be at the Farm Festival. 56th annual Tioga Farm Festival is happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And our friends at Pinnacle Travel Plaza are allowing us to use their monthly broadcast to broadcast from the 4-H Livestock Show tomorrow, which starts at 9:30 in the morning. I hope to meet a whole lot of good folks that are coming in to display some livestock, some kids. And they brought that back after a number of years. The fun goes, though, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, they have a parade and a classic tractor show and entertainment and big Tioga Fire Department pancake breakfast on Sunday. So a lot going on up there. Hope you take it in. Tell you more about that tomorrow. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're broadcasting live from Big Iron. And I want to thank our friends at Gates Manufacturing for making that happen. Equipment manufactured all over the world comes into North Dakota every day. So the good folks at Gates Manufacturing of Lansford, North Dakota, are very proud of the fact that their equipment is designed, is built, and is proven by North Dakota farmers in North Dakota fields. They have that Magnum Culture Harrow that has become the tool choice among farmers dealing with damp soil. Excellent for residue management, wet ground, 32 to 60 foot working width. And you just know this, if it's built by Gates, it's built tough. They're in Lansford. You find them online at GatesMFG.net, short for manufacturing, GatesMFG.net, and at a dealer near you. Or just call them, 701-784-5434. Also brought to you next week by Peterson Farm Seeds, Stand Tall, Superior Grain Bins, North Dakota made too, and they're going all over the world. Superior Grain Bins, protect your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. If you're in the market for a grain bin, do me this favor, talk to those good folks. North Dakota One Call, reminding us always that in North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. RDO Equipment, they have that RDO promise. The uptime is guaranteed. Yes, the uptime is guaranteed. Forget about that downtime. That's why you go with the RDO promise. Looking forward to finding out about all of what's new in agriculture at that world-class big iron next week. Back to the phones, my friends. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is a-humming. Stephen Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Steve.
That's you. You're up.
Oh, just wanted to weigh in on the Iran deal that everyone's talking about. And come from a large family that's spread all over the U.S. here in almost 50 states. And we're from the baby boomer generation. We've been talking the last 8 years. And I'll tell you, a deal used to be where you negotiated. And to get nothing out of that deal without getting our four hostages over there, he just gave it away. There's something called the art of a deal. The appeal to Donald Trump is you take everything and give nothing. What happened to our country, we said 8 years ago? We gave it away. The Democrats have sucked everyone into this pool, and no one speaks out anymore. There is no deal. They gave it away, along with $100 billion for them to build their regime.
Yeah, no,
you know, I don't understand.
Here's what Byron Dorgan wrote a lecture piece. It wasn't a letter to the editor. It was a lecture. Did you read it at all? The piece that Byron Dorgan wrote, and it was basically a cover for Heidi Heitkamp to vote, in favor of the deal. Is all it was. So we get how that works. And by the way, we invited him on this program. Because we had Norm Coleman on to talk about why the deal is a bad deal. And I thought, hey, one former senator and another former senator, let's have them on together. They reached out and said, would you like Byron on? I said, yeah, how about we do this together? And then that way, it's just the two of them talking about the up and down. Wouldn't do it. So, again, don't want to be challenged. Just want to put letters to the editor and go on programs where you go, oh, thank you. Yeah, very nice of you. But his deal was, well, hey, for the past 20 months, Germany, France, United Kingdom, Russia, and China have been negotiating this deal. Who cares? I mean, the fact that they're sitting down for 20 months or 20 years doesn't make it a better deal. In fact, given how we negotiate, it's not a very good deal at all.
It doesn't, you know? It's not at all. My brothers, we all sit. I got six brothers, and we come from the 60s. We sit around and say, we're Christians. This is biblical. It's coming. I mean, it's all going to erupt in Israel. Yeah.
If you're looking for one part that's a quote-unquote good part of this deal, the agreement prevents Iran from enriching uranium and reprocessing plutonium needed to develop nuclear programs for 10 years. Now, and that, by the way, is assuming that they don't cheat in the meantime, right? So, folks that love this deal will point to that and say, well, yep, they can't do it.
So, they've been cheating since the beginning. They're not going to. This is, if it's all going to fall into the Middle East, our country, we're pulling away from Israel, who should be our ally. I mean, come on.
I hear you.
Go back to Old New Testament. You will find it there. I mean, you really will. It's all written. You go to Rapture, it's coming. So if they want to blow all the Catholics, all the Christians, all the Jews off the face of the earth, and see if they want to push that button and see if God's not coming, we'll find out. I don't want anyone to die.
Here's my question for one Heidi Heitkamp. All right?
Yeah.
On your point, Steve. If human life has no value to them, as demonstrated by what you just described, death to America, death to Israel, death to, you know, all these different religious groups. If human life has no value to them, why do we think a piece of paper is going to mean anything to them? How do you trust them knowing what we know about them? I would love to hear her answer to that, but that won't happen anytime soon because it's an inconvenient question. Dana in Judd, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. You know, your callers are laying it down so straight and hard and heavy lately for like the last 3 weeks on this. And Washington just doesn't hear. So I'm sitting out here just like they are going, why would they want it? Okay, I want to know this. Are one of the funky sideline deals is that we build it for them too? I would think so because we're signing the open-ended contract. We provide all the uranium and we get it to do it. Set it all up for them. Now, this would be state-of-the-art because it's brand new. And we got Israel bombing us at the same time while we're trying to build it. And then the $150 billion that they get when they release the sanctions, they would get that back through these companies that are trying to put this plant up.
Dana, hang tight. More after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
If you're looking for some great land, I'd get to a website quick, pipers.com, or just call Kevin Piper and his team at Piper's Auction Company, because they have some upcoming land auctions that'll have you going, woo, just like that. Exceptional cropland auctions in Ammons. Woo! That work for you?
Wow.
Ammons Eddie, Lamore, Benson, Grand Force, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Summon, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay Counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event next month. Think Medora. Yeah. 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. Some beautiful buttes. You want a complete catalog on each of these auctions? You can phone them up at 877-700-4098. Call Piper's at 877-700-4099. I think I said 98. Said it wrong. 877-700-4099. Or view all of the auctions online at Piper's.com. Piper's.com. All right. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is heating up today, folks. Bubba Schweikert at the bottom of the hour. Back to your calls in just a moment. We're going to go rapid fire to get to all of you here before the bottom of the hour. Here is the line, because I promised I'd play it, that Donald Trump said to this Rolling Stone interviewer. What it was is evidently they finished the interview, and they talk about Trump sitting back digesting his meal and providing a running play-by-play to the news. Okay? And on screen, they have Scott Walker on, and one of the anchors that they're watching, again, this reporter's reporting on all this, referred to his slow but steady style. And Trump chimes in, yeah, he's slow, all right. That's what we got already, slow. Okay, and everybody, the staffers and everybody at the conference table laugh and hoot and holler and everything else. And then it says the anchor throws to Carly Fiorina for her reaction to Trump's momentum. And Trump's expression sours in schoolboy disgust as the camera bores in on Fiorina. Look at that face, he cries. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president? Again, the hooting and hollering from the staffers goes on. And he says, quote, I mean, she's a woman. And I'm not supposed to say bad things, but really, folks, come on. Are we serious? All right. And do you have the soundbite there from Carly Fiorina? Handy, I have it here, too, I think.
The 53-second one?
No, it's a real short one.
The short one.
Yeah.
I can have it. Give me a sec. Or if you have it, you have it.
Here it is.
Okay, go for it.
No idea. You know, obviously.
That's all crappy. I don't know.
What happened over there? You guys need to get some more quarters to your jukebox over there.
Yeah, exactly. You can play along if you want.
We'll do this one for now, and then we'll come back here.
Let's talk about Donald Trump. As I mentioned with Rick Hume, he had some choice remarks about you, according to Rolling Stone magazine. While you came on the TV, he was quoted by the Rolling Stone reporter saying, look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that, the face of our next president? I mean, she's a woman, and I'm not supposed to say bad things, but really, folks, come on. Are we serious? Your reaction.
Well, I think those comments speak for themselves, and all the many, many, many thousands of voters out there that are helping me climb in the polls, yes, they're very serious.
What do you take that to mean? Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that?
I have no idea. And, you know, obviously, you know, honestly, Megan, I'm not going to spend a single cycle wondering what Donald Trump means, but maybe, just maybe, I'm getting under his skin a little bit because I am climbing in the polls.
All right, so that was...
There we go.
Classy reaction to it. Now, end of the story, it goes on to say that, and there in a nutshell, is Trump's blessing and his curse. He can't seem to quit while he's ahead. The instincts that carried him out to a lead and have kept him far above the field are the same ones that land him in ugly stews with his ex-wives, business partners, networks, supermodels, and many other famous women. At 69, he can still carry on like the teen who was yanked out of prep school. At the last thing in the article, it says, after I met Ivanka and praised her to her father. Now, this is the reporter from Rolling Stone saying, after I met his daughter and praised her to Donald Trump, he said, this is the quote from Donald Trump, yeah, she's really something. And what a beauty, that one. If I weren't happily married and you know her father, and then it trails off. I'm like, what in the world?
What year is this?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm a Donald Trump fan because I think he's speaking for a lot of us in just saying enough already of the
until he does stuff like that, yeah.
Political quickness. But I hear this and I want to hurl. I think it's I'm sorry.
This is a guy who doesn't care because he doesn't have to care because he's got all the money he needs. And, you know, you can't. Does really Donald really going to care if he loses this whole thing? Not
anyway,
necessarily. He'll go back and find other things to do.
That's the latest controversy. You do with it what you may. Dana and Judd, did you finish what you were trying to tell us about your plan for Iran?
Yeah, hang on, Scott. What's that?
I said I wanted to give you a chance to finish what you were telling us about on your plan for Iran.
Well, I just wonder if that's part of their deal, because I think we should know what all these secrets are, and to me that's kind of following cash flow, and it would maybe fit into their plans and not ours. It would explain their position.
Yeah, and when you say they, who?
The Democrats are backing this 42 that, you know, want to keep going.
Right.
And then it just makes all of us, it reinforces why we should vote for Donald Trump. It absolutely does.
Because he would never negotiate something this stupid.
Absolutely.
That's where a lot of people think about him. And by the way, your earlier point, Dana, to follow the money is very, very, very wise here. I think that's the reason the other countries are all for it. They can't wait. They're going to benefit from these sanctions being lifted. This is about the money. All right, we have 2 minutes before I have to go to break, so we're going to give everybody about 40 seconds each. Just give me your best 40 seconds. Trevor and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, my quick one was, I don't understand the whole Trump thing, why we're personally going after people. It's just like, if these people don't in Washington don't learn how to get along, get together, and actually sit down and try to make this country better instead of just pointing fingers at each other all the time, we're never going to get anywhere.
So are you giving that advice to Trump? Or to people that are critical of Trump?
All of them. No, everybody.
Yeah.
Quit pointing fingers at each other and just start working to make this country better instead of just trying to bring us all down at the same time.
Good point. You want to say something about Heidi, too?
Oh, I don't know where to start with that one. That may be the worst mistake she's ever made in her life. I think she's just doing the right to run for governor. She's just trying to hide now.
Maybe so. Trevor, appreciate the call. Greg and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, since we're talking about Heidi and how are you, I'm glad to be on your show.
Thank you.
I don't know why people should be surprised with Heidi. This is classic Heidi from the get-go. I mean, she started her career as an EPA attorney. She's always run centrist and officiated leftist, so I don't know why this surprises us. You have to, I guess, kind of admire her that she'll stand up for it, because she does, but... you know, we elect her and she does these things and we're upset. Well, shame on us. This isn't new Heidi. This is the same Heidi.
Well, to that point, there are a lot of Republicans that were fooled, right? By the,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The wheat field and the Heidi in the batting cage and all that. But I don't disagree with you. I don't. If you examine her record, this is her ideology and it is bare now. It is as bare as it can be on this Iran deal, Planned Parenthood deal, and other votes that have happened thus far. So it's a fair point, Greg. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hinnon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection. And if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bonnie Schlotteroff is one of the team members at Heedles in Detroit Lakes, and she was raised with eight brothers. I love that. Now you know, when she's raised with eight brothers, there's some character there, right? When she comes into work every day at the Heedles location in Detroit Lakes, after all those years working outside, doing the farming, milking the cows, working on things, so when she got to stay out of the house, didn't have to do housework. She was out there working. You know there's a great work ethic. And I tell you what, the team at Heedles, their family, and they're so good. And they care for you, the customers, in ways you'll never know. Heedles has it, the parts you need, but also great folks like Bonnie and the rest of the team at a Heedles location near you. By the way, Bonnie told me her first vehicle was a 65 Mustang. And she said, I thought it was really nice, but she didn't realize what she had at the time, she said. Blue with a hard top. Go and go and go and go. And still works on cars, changes her own front wheel bearings and brakes, you know, I've changed the oil. Whatever she can do that isn't too complicated. She does some, you know, four-wheeling, hunting. Just has an all-around good time. And Heedles coming up on like two decades now altogether. Fun company, loves waiting on people, love talking to people, helping them out. They, you know, whatever you come in looking for, even if you don't know what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. And they do a lot of delivery around the Detroit Lakes area as well. Monaga, Minoan, Park Rapids, Hawley, Park Rapids, you know, Fergus, Wolf Lake, Wadena. Say hi to Bonnie. The Detroit Lakes location of Heedles. Heedles has it. Wherever you're at, might be Montana, might be North Dakota, might be Western Minnesota or South Dakota too. Heedles has it. 26 before the top of the hour. Well, we've talked about a lot of weighty topics today, right? About Iran and what that means for the future, and about the governor's race, and about the presidential race, and a lot of different things on your mind today. Now we get to talk about football. And Kyle Bubba Schweigert is back with us on the program today. Talk about a big win for North Dakota Saturday against the Cowboys. Bubba, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. I don't know if I've ever asked you, but how did you get the name Bubba anyway? Where did Bubba come from?
Well, it's a pretty short story. I have a brother who is 2 years older than me. Couldn't say baby very well when I was a baby. And my dad had eight sisters all younger than him, so my aunts were making fun of Kent not being able to say baby, and the nickname stuck to me.
So it sounded like Bubba, and then all of a sudden you were a Bubba.
For the entire time of my existence. Yeah, I've been Bubba for a long time.
So, Kyle, that's just on the driver's license. Otherwise, it's Bubba.
That is correct. Very few people address me by my first name.
Yeah. It works. You got, it's your signature, right? I love it.
We'll keep it. We'll keep it.
Exactly right. I don't know that I've heard that story before, but we love having a Bubba on the program, and we love more about what you and the fellows did there on Saturday in Wyoming. That was unbelievable. To me, the story was how measured everybody was about it, you know, despite the fact it was a big win. I mean, let's talk about that first. That was a big win, right?
Yeah, it sure was. Really, really proud of our players and coaches. I thought our coaches really put together a good plan, and a good plan is only a good plan if the players go out and execute it. You know, so our guys were, I really liked our guys, our mood during the week. We were really focused, and I thought I had a good work ethic and nothing over the top. You know, we were excited about the season opener, but went down there and just really had a good, calm, confident demeanor about us. And you know, really happy for our fans, our supporters, our administration about this win, you know, and exciting. You know, then our challenge was to get that win, something that's never been done in our program before, and then we got to be able to handle it and move forward.
Now, obviously, besides, you know, what it looks like on the record and the fact that it's the first FBS win for UND since the move to Division I and all the obvious things, what are the not so obvious, you know, benefits from the win? How does a win like that help in recruiting? What you know, the momentum coming into the season? Talk about what it all means.
Well, it means a lot in recruiting. You know, in the Midwest, I think it was a big story in the Midwest. You know, nowadays with social media, it's just so different, Scott. You know, you have recruits that are tweeting you after the game and posting things on Facebook. And, you know, right now we're at 11 commitments, and those guys are excited. So I think that really keeps those verbal commitments locked into what's going on here. We have other guys that have contacted us. You know, it just creates a different interest in the program, you know. And in the recruiting process, I think you need some what we call signature wins and some signs that the program is growing and improving, you know. And after the game, I made the comment, I guess, you know, at this point, we really haven't done anything yet. But when it comes to recruiting, you have done something. You've shown that you've made progress. And then also, I think it excites the fan base. And that's really one thing that we're excited to see. And, you know, our challenge up here is to fill up the Alaire Center. So when Big Sky teams come in and our non-conference opponents come in, it's a really, really tough place to play. And we appreciate all the support and all that our, you know, most loyal fans have given us. But I think it's going to increase that fan base and increase the tailgate, the atmosphere, and all that is important when you're out selling your program. And, you know, not only does it, I think wins like that help just the football program, but I think it helps your athletics program, and I think it helps your university as a whole, because it's real positive news that is buzzing around, you know, whether it's any type of media. And nowadays, you know, you add the social media aspect to it, and I think it helps the university as a whole.
Our guest is Bubba Schweigert, head coach of the UND football team, and if you have a question or comment, certainly welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. And also text Todd if you have a question, 701-226-8503 as well. And email us always, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. See, Brad Schlossman had a story yesterday for the Forum newspapers about how, ironically, Coach Bull, Wyoming's coach and their athletic director there at Wyoming, had blocked Oscar Neverman from playing running back this season at UND, even after an appeal and a bunch of other things. And that it backfired. I mean, is that fair? Did it backfire on him? What did you make of that decision and the role it played in the outcome Saturday?
Oh, I don't know if we get into that the whole lot. You know, we really focus on the guys that were able to play and eligible to play in the game. And, you know, I will say I think we got a little bit lucky with the whole John Santiago scenario. You know, he came in, and we knew he was very talented. We didn't get lucky there. After he had been to our camp, we put good effort forth to recruit him, and he we felt like he was a really good fit for our program. And once he committed, we were very excited. But, you know, we had him at receiver at the beginning of fall camp, Scott. And then we just got banged up at running back. And, you know, we try to practice hard, but practice the right way to keep our team healthy. And we had a couple unfortunate injuries. So we moved John to running back. We just needed to add some talent to the backfield after the guys went down. And he just really handled that transition well. Not only does he have physical skills, but his demeanor and his competitiveness and all those things really fit what you look for in a football player, and in this case, in a running back. And, you know, he went out, and I don't think we had planned on, I know we hadn't planned on giving it to him 24 times, but, you know, we get at halftime, we say, hey, he's got it rolling here, and this young man can make plays. So we gave it to him in some key situations in the second half, and he just was really solid, and we're excited about his future because this is a young man that had a great opening day performance, but his effort has not changed one bit on the practice field. He's really driven to get better because he can see on the video, as we reviewed it, he missed some things, and he's got to get a lot better at certain things that we ask our running backs to do, and we're really excited about his future.
This weekend you have the Drake Bulldogs for Potato Bowl, and a lot of folks, a lot of fans, I'm sure you've heard this, they're looking past Drake, right? They consider this one a layup. What do you see in the way of a matchup with Drake this weekend?
Well, I attended a private school, and I know how private school guys feel about their school. Not that public schools students and athletes don't feel great about the place they attended, but private schools, you really have a lot of pride. And a lot of those young men make sacrifices to go to a top academic institution and really want to be there. They choose to go there. I have a lot of respect for their program throughout the years. They have had a number of really good coaches go there and a number of good players play there. But the one thing that impresses me about their football team on video is, you know, they really play sound football. You know, they're going to play a one-back offense and spread you out and try to get matchups. You know, their best guys on maybe somebody who they identify as a guy they can exploit or pick on. And, you know, we're impressed with their quarterback. He's a veteran player and a real competitor. We're impressed with their tight ends and receivers. They make plays in space. They came off a good win last week where they scored over 40 points. And then defensively, they just play real sound and play hard. So they're going to come in and they'll be ready to go. I know a couple of their coaches on their staff and have a lot of respect for them. And we were quite open with our football team. You know, I just feel like being up front and talking to them because coaches are just like players. You know, we get a lot of praise after a big win. And then we get a lot of questions about the game down in Fargo 2 weeks from now. But we were very upfront with our guys on Sunday that, hey, our task at hand is to prepare for the Potato Bowl in Drake. And, you know, Potato Bowl is a great tradition here at UND and in Grand Forks. It requires us, a few other things that we try to engage with in the community, but we also understand our job and our role in the Potato Bowl is to do the best we can to prepare for the game. So, I think our guys have done a good job up to this point. We're going to stay on them on Thursday and all that, but really, are we going to find out? You know, physically and mentally, we're preparing, but are we going to be emotionally ready on Saturday at 5 o'clock? That's the player's job, you know, to be emotionally at that state where we can perform at a high level.
Short break, back with our remaining minutes with Bubba Schweiger, coach of the UND football team. Heading into a big weekend with Potato Bowl. That's a lot of fun. A lot of tailgating planned and the big game at 5 on Saturday after this timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When building a home, you have a lot of decisions to make, from the carpet to the cabinets to the appliances. With Gate City Bank, there's one decision you won't have to worry about, your interest rate. Because Gate City Bank lets you lock in your interest rate up to 12 months in advance,
And that's a better way to build. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do, unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day every day and pick up the hot stuff personal pan pizzas. 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib. The big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Lynx 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And this is Larry on the road. I'm just calling about Trump. I've never been a huge fan of his. He does say a lot of things that I like and I agree with, but all these personal attacks and his childish tactics and stuff, he needs to really grow up. This kind of pettiness is really getting old. And it's really starting to push me away from him.
All right, Larry, appreciate the call. And lucky you, lucky number caller of the day on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We have for you a gift certificate from Sanford Health Cafeteria, your choice of the Prairie Mill Cafe in Fargo or in the Bismarck at their cafeteria there. And thanks for listening. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. The 2016 models are out and they are in. And if you don't want to wait for Big Iron, just get on over to High Plains Apache in Mandan or in Fargo today and check them out. There's deep discounts on all the remaining 2015 models as well. They also have great low-interest financing deals, too. And if you go to highplainsapache.com, you'll see about everything you need to know about all that. I'd also encourage you to stop and see them. Across from Bonanza, right across Main Eastside Court in Mandan, and also exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier on I-29, exit 60 off I-29. Or just give them a call or stop and see them, better yet. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, continuing our chat with the one and only Bubba Schweigert, pride of Zeeland, North Dakota. Do you get back to Zeeland much at all now these days?
I do a bit now that we're back in North Dakota. You know, the 6 years down in southern Illinois, it was once a year. So, yeah, fun to be back in the state and get down there and still have a lot of friends down there. And my mother still lives in Zeeland, so fun to get back down there.
Brian in Fargo has a question for Bubba. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Bubba. Brian Beerle calling. Hey, congratulations on your win last week. That was exciting. Could you just tell us a little bit about maybe some local players as interest ticks up in UND football here? Maybe talk to us about some North Dakota players, Western Minnesota guys or whatever that are performing well and that'll play a role. It'd be fun to follow the team and know about some of the local guys. Thanks.
Sure. Brian Labatt out of Detroit Lakes is playing outside linebacker for us. And as you know, we rotate.
Your call has ended.
Oh, sorry about that. That was the that
okay.
Was,
we're back.
And to Brian's call, we're still good. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know Brian Labatt plays outside backer and had a solid game last week. And we play a lot of guys. You know, we played seven linebackers extensively last week in the 3-4 system. And we are really excited about Brian, his progress from last year to this year. And you know, we always thank those local guys, and that's the one thing that we make. Pretty clear. Those guys are really important to our program. We're always going to take our first shot at the local guys, and if we think it's even, we're going with the guys within 3-4 hours of our campus. Josh Seibel from Bismarck High School had some catches last week again, and you know, he walked onto our program. He's now on scholarship, so we're excited about what he's doing for the program. And then you know, we have a number of guys that we brought in this year that we're excited about their future. Elijah Grady is a big offensive lineman that we're currently redshirting, and Keller out of Bismarck that is you know, on our team. But we have Austin Cieslak out of Hazen rotated in at defensive line. He's a second year player that we thought did a good job. You know, so we have a number of guys that we're working in there, obviously with the Division One move and our exposure in that, we're able to recruit from different areas and all that. But, you know, we consider the Twin Cities a key area for us, but we're always going to take a look at those North Dakota guys and local guys. I'm trying to really go through it here and see if I'm missing anybody right now that played a lot of snaps last week.
Especially those local guys, especially, would probably appreciate what's coming next weekend with the matchup between UND and NDSU, which has been off for far too long in my book. But what I hear a lot of people say, well, the current generation players, they don't appreciate the rivalry the way, you know, folks with gray hair do. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think you know, they haven't experienced it yet, so we you know, they'll be pretty excited. I think they've heard about the past, and, you know, we've had alumni that stop by, and they always talk about those games, and which makes it really really a big deal, you know, and they've heard the stories and all that, but they just haven't experienced it. And I think growing up in the state, you know, which I grew up in the state, you know, it's just a little bit different for you. But I think you learn in a hurry what it's all about, and it means a lot to you. And, you know, to have a rival school, you know, and you haven't played for so long, that's unfortunate. And I know once we get to that point, we'll be excited about the game and do the best we can to prepare to come down there and play as well as we can.
A lot of fun this weekend, and it starts today, actually, if you're in the neighborhood in Grand Forks. They do the Potato Bowl festivity starting today with a big French fry feed out in University Park. Goes 4:30 to dark. Free French fries, so you can't beat that. The fan luncheon is tomorrow. That's at the Alera Center. And always great fun. I know they're doing a bunch of races tomorrow and all kinds of things. And then the parade as well on Saturday. It's a really neat deal. The Kim Shrine Potato Bowl Parade, 10:30 a.m. down University Avenue. And then the tailgating starts in the big game at 5. So a lot of fun to be had, for sure. Bubba, thanks for the time, and look forward to seeing you this weekend for some great football.
Okay, appreciate you having UND football on the air.
Absolutely, and we'll be up there doing a little tailgating this weekend, too. Should be great fun.
Game's on K-Fire, in fact.
5:50, tune it in if you can't be there. Otherwise, bring along the earbuds. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow, live from Tioga. What's on your mind?
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.